Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 37. And let's face it, that's 36 more episodes than we ever thought we'd ever get going on this. It is March 22nd, 2017. And this week, it's special because we're all here. That's right. I am joined by Carrie and Kent. We're all here this week. I am one of your hosts, Russ, of course. If you didn't know who I was, now you do. And we, of course, we talk about wrestling and all wrestling things that we really find enjoyable. Guys, how are we doing?
Good. Also, I'm back.
I'm still here.
I never left. I was say, you're the consistent one. I think you've been on all 37 episodes.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It may have nothing to do with it being your namesake. And
you know, at some point I'm just going to take a fucking week off. I should have taken last week off of all fucking weeks, but no.
No, no. I'm sorry. Last week, your guest star was amazing. The quality of the...
In all of its echoey glory?
Yes, the quality might not have been there, but the star was phenomenal. We may have to have Mr. Cleo come back.
Oh, yay. First class accommodations right there for that.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I have a final exam in 4 weeks if Mr. Cleo's not booked.
He can't help you with that.
Oh, God.
Oh, you mean to actually have him on the show? Well, a few weeks. All right. Did you just have midterms?
Yeah. Midterm was last week, and basically...
3 weeks later, it's finals?
Yeah, four.
Oh, okay. All right, so lots going on in wrestling, guys. WrestleMania is coming up. We're on the road to WrestleMania, and frankly, it's not doing it for me. Some things
are. Yeah, you said lots. Lots. I mean, really? Lots? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm not saying it's all good, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I think we should turn that page.
Love where you went with that. That's a lot of stuff in your face.
I was talking about Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, right. It is.
And DDP. Okay.
Absolutely. And in fact, he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, by Bischoff.
Really?
Which I found weird.
That is kind of weird. I mean, it makes sense, I guess, but it's still like, does Bischoff have anything to do with WWE anymore?
He's just kind of a big name from the past, and Scott Hall and Jake Roberts are probably tanked. That's my assumption. I don't know. It's weird. Actually, why isn't Bischoff in the Hall of Fame?
That's a fantastic question. He really should be.
Why isn't Paul Heyman in the fucking Hall of Fame? Carrie?
Another good question.
Chock full of him this week.
Yeah.
I've also noticed you're not as full of piss and vinegar this week, or is that going to change as we go on to the topics?
In time, my friend.
All right.
In time.
You seem in a much more jovial mood. But let's face it, wrestling hasn't
been... Well, this is day five of the antibiotics, so the shit's finally like out of my system, so like this is kind of happy, momentous joy for me.
Gotcha. And plus, let's face it, wrestling hasn't been awful. It just hasn't been...
No. SmackDown's been good. 205 Live's been good.
NXT's been good.
I can't think of any other show that WWE does.
That's worth it.
I mean, they're all doing really well.
Absolutely. No red brand or anything like that that exists.
Whose ratings may be bombing right now while the blue brand is rising to the occasion.
But the blue...
Just like... No, go ahead, Russ.
No, finish your sentence. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about NXT rookies and how they rise to the occasion.
Ah. The only thing I was going to say is the blue brand does have a few things that are a little hit and miss. But other than that, they're, yes, by far the best. All right. So, let's get into this week's topics. You know, every week we like to talk about the main thing that really tickled our fancy for each of us. So... Carrie, since you've been out a week, why don't you hit us with a topic that really tickled your fancy this week? What was it?
All right. So I went online after finishing up my midterm and, you know, dealing with the headache that ensues after you take one of those damn things. And I found the greatest new wrestling promotion that no one is watching. Or at least I don't think they are watching it, but they really should be. All right. So what I'm talking about is I'm talking about Southpaw Regional Wrestling. Have you guys seen this yet?
Yes. As has 1.5 million other people on YouTube.
Yes.
So apparently people are watching it.
I'll
say this. I saw it at first and I thought it was just like a quick commercial, so I didn't bother with it. I figured I'll see it at some other point. Then I saw you two talking about it. So I watched it and I'm so, so glad I did.
Did you watch all four?
Yes, I watched all four episodes. Yes. It was fantastic. Once I saw the first one, I could not put it down. I had to watch all of it.
Okay, so basically for the listeners who haven't watched it and aren't part of that 1 million viewers yet. Okay, so basically what Southpaw Regional Wrestling is, it's on WWE.com. It's a mini-series that parodies 80s Southern wrestling. Basically, this series is built on a premise that there's a lost VCR tape found from 1987 that contains four episodes, or maybe more, who knows? We don't know how this ends yet, of a promotion called, as I said, Southpaw Regional Wrestling, which is currently building up to the pay-per-view Lethal Leap Year. In this show, you're introduced to several characters. There's your hosts, Chet Cheddarfield and Lance Catamaran. You might know them, listeners, as Fandango and John Cena. You're also introduced to the feud of Chad Too Bad and Tex Ferguson.
So say Tex Ferguson.
Yes. I can't read my own writing. Who are played by Anderson and Gallows. And then there's a whole additional cast of characters with Big Bartholomew, otherwise known as Handsome Rusev, the banker Mr. McElroy, that's Tyler Breeze. You got Christian Joy, who's Lana, Pelvis Wesley, which is Heath Slater, and John Johnson, which is TJ Perkins.
Can we just really quickly hope to God that we get Pelvis Wesley as a gimmick for Heath, because holy cow, that was awesome. I love Pelvis Wesley.
Yes, but you have to remember the announcer, the interviewer, Clint Bobsky, or as we like to call him, Chris Jericho. But seriously, listeners, all the episodes are roughly 6 to 7 minutes long, and they are so hilarious. I recommend watching it if you haven't already. Seriously, it's better than anything we've seen on Raw or SmackDown lately. I give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, it was definitely good. And it's funny. I'm assuming it's a kind of a takeoff. It's for KFC, obviously.
Well, that's not entirely fully 100% true. Rumor has it that this is going to be the next show for the WWE Network.
Really? Because they've hooked me. I am ready for it.
I mean, and, you know, basically that's a horrible thing that's going to be on the network, because the network has done terrible things with good shows.
True.
So I'm actually hoping it stays a WWE.com exclusive and not on the network.
Fair enough. I can understand that.
I also really enjoyed the Surfer Dudes.
Now, I thought, okay, I wasn't sure about the Surfer Dudes. I thought one was Dolph.
No, it's the Ascension.
It is the Ascension. Okay, because I wasn't sure. I couldn't tell. I thought someone was...
Can you tell by fucking, what's his name's big tits?
No, I couldn't. No. It was.
It
was a lot of shaky cam on that one, though, too.
Ross, you cannot possibly blame shaky cam for your ignorance.
It was for their part.
Now,
they were.
I didn't know it was Fandango until the third episode.
Really? Okay, I knew it was Fandango immediately. That was obvious.
Oh, you want a prize?
Yes, I do.
Too bad, no golden stars.
Oh. But I will say, I don't know. It was funny.
Good quote so far.
Yeah. What I thought was funny was that Fandango had a match with John Cena this week, and that came out this week. Little weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Did you did not watch all of Talking Smack?
No, I didn't catch all of it. I only caught parts.
If you watch it, there's even more talk about it to an extent.
Oh, do they talk about it like it's, yes, it's a show, they obviously, or they just, or are they not acknowledging?
Just watch it. I'm not here to do recaps for you.
Yes, you are.
Not your puppet.
That's literally what this show is about, recapping wrestling for the week.
No, it's for me to vent.
Well, yes, there is that too. There's definitely that too. I don't know why, but Tex Ferguson was by far the shining star for me.
I don't know, like, Chad too bad, though. Like, the whole, everything that he was doing, I mean, Michael Hayes must have been very proud of that whole thing.
That was good. And I loved the sea monster. I want to know who the sea monster was.
I want to know who the luchador is.
Yes.
I'm hoping one of them's Luke Harper.
Oh, that'd be good. Yes, absolutely.
I would assume it's got to be somebody pretty good size, and there's not many big dudes.
Well, I thought maybe,
and I can't imagine Baron Corbin being in on this.
I thought Braun might be the sea monster, and I thought maybe Luke would have been the luchador.
I think Luke's the luchador.
Because he looks like it, yeah, because his hair. That was the one thing. It was kind of like his hair is very similar to Luke's.
I would say Kane's more likely to be Sea Monster, but Kane hasn't been around, no. So it can't be
him. It could also be Corbin, too.
I just don't think Corbin does not strike me as a happy-go-lucky type of dude, even in real life. Like, not a bad guy, he just doesn't seem like a guy that would be involved in this sort of thing.
Yeah, go for the jokes, yeah. I don't. You're right, it just seems...
Kind of a little bit like young Randy Orton was never known for his comedy.
True. Yeah, I because it's so recent in my mind, I'm just thinking about it. It was funny. Not going to lie. WWE, congratulations. That was some of the best things they've done in a long time.
I think they should use it to replace the first hour of Raw.
Oh my God, yes.
First hour? Can we just get rid of Raw? Yeah. I'm really serious. Like, what has Raw done that's really benefited us in the past 6 months?
The women's revolution.
Go ahead, quick. Name some great segment that you really are happy that you saw.
Women's Revolution.
Yep. Name another one.
Okay. Well, Jericho KO.
Okay, that's fine.
If you're going to go serious.
Honestly, for 5 years from now, are you really going to remember that?
Well,
maybe the Festival of Friendship, maybe.
I'd say Festival of Friendship I probably won't forget, but yeah, overall.
Raw's been just... If you eliminate the past 6 months of Raw, we're not missing much of anything.
No, in fact, I'd have 3 hours every night for the past 6 months back. Or every Monday night.
I mean, we wouldn't quite know where Emma's whereabouts is, but aside from that, we'd be fine.
That's true.
Wouldn't she still be missing?
Carrie, she's coming soon.
But Carrie, we wouldn't know where she is. She'd be missing, and we'd be terrified. She's missing now, but we know she's coming back.
Are we sure?
Yes, in 6 to 8 months.
Is she pregnant?
Maybe.
I mean, her and Zach don't have much else going on for themselves right now.
No, absolutely not. Although, I don't know. I thought maybe with Dana, but whatever.
You thought Zach and Dana?
No, I thought Emma and Dana. And Zach watches.
Is there video footage of this?
Not of that.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah,
hopefully someday we'll have some kind of leaked video of professional wrestlers doing sexual things.
Yes.
Hopefully. One can only hope.
Right. One day we'll reach that dream. Someday soon, hopefully.
One can hope.
Yes. All right. Anything else on the Southpaw Regional Wrestling that you guys wanted to hit on? I mean, there were so many good things. Like Rusev. I thought Rusev was great, too. In the beginning, I was a little confused. I don't know if he screwed up or that was the whole point.
Rusev never screws up. Okay. Everything's intentional with him, I think.
Well, I think it was intentional, but his southern accent was hilarious. And Lana was good, too.
Lana was good. I thought it was... I've been curious if it was so windy on the day that they were filming Tyler Breeze that his mustache was accidentally like coming off, or was it... It looked really windy, so I'm like, I don't know. It's funnier if it really was that windy and it just came off that way.
And Cena... props to Cena, because he was so good. The Utica thing was so funny. I was on top.
And he used some of your adjectives, too. That's like true. Your introductory adjectives.
Yes, you're right. I should take a page out of Cena's. Or
you're going to take a page out of Cena?
No. But I'm sure we could take a page out of Xavier Woods' book. For comedy.
Speaking of which, on TNA, boy, man, Alberto El Patron. He's taking a page out of his Alberto Del Rio book, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. He is basically, he's Alberto Del Rio over in TNA.
Yeah, he's a face. It works so badly.
Oh, God. Ugh.
So badly.
He is not a face. I can't.
No.
I can't.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Carrie, anything else?
Nope.
Kat?
Nay.
All right. Well... You know, let's move right on. I mean, WWE has done so good with some of these skits. And let's just move on right to the next skit that I thought was also stellar. The Total Bella BS. Ah, screw it. Bullshit. That's what it was. The Total Bella Bullshit. Where Miz and Maryse did some of the finest acting I have seen on WWE television in a long time. Because kudos to them. Another great video segment. I did not want this match to happen at all, because we all know how it's going to end. We still know how it's going to end. But just the payoff we've gotten because of this match has been worth it.
See, I thought about this earlier. I was like, is it because of the match? And I'm like, no, I still don't want to see the match. I just want this feud to carry on for months, and I'd be okay with the feud with no match ever happening.
Right, yeah, I agree.
We don't need a payoff. We just need comedy.
It was so good. Like, what was funny about it was the expecting the ring thing, which at this point, are we expecting John to propose to her at WrestleMania?
If you watch Talkin' Smack, you might find out.
Wow. I only watched segments, and apparently the ones I missed were important. I guess I should watch it.
Who played Brie?
Wasn't it just Maryse again?
I don't know. They had both of them in the same shot. Well, you can't duplicate people on the same shot, Russ.
I'm pretty sure they had...
Come on, this is your segment. You tell me who played Brie.
I'm pretty sure it was Maryse. They were both Maryse.
How could she be in two places at once?
It's called editing, Kent.
Now, listen here, mister. We are not in a phase where we can clone people quite yet.
Exactly. So editing, Kent, is where they take a shot and they splice it together with another shot.
What kind of shot?
A camera shot. An angle.
Ew.
Yeah. So, for me, it was hilarious. I mean, The Miz's interpretation of John Cena was so good. And the way he walked, just so robotic and so... was so good. And Maryse, kudos to Maryse. I did not think she was talented like that, I guess. But she did really well playing Nikki and Brie.
I don't know about that. Have you never seen any of her acting?
No, I'll be fair, I haven't. But, I mean, she's always been just a valet.
You don't want to.
No, I don't want to? Okay. So it is a fair assessment that she did pretty good. Her facial expressions when she thought she was getting proposed to were so funny. I can't do it, but...
Yeah, yeah. But you still tried.
But I tried, and it was terrible.
We're all better off for that one.
We are. We certainly are. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It really brought this, again, this feud that I could care less about 3 weeks ago. It's just been building. It's been the best thing, this feud. The feud. I'm not saying the match, because I could care less about the match. But the feud has been really good.
Nikki hurt herself spearing Breezy Bella.
Uh-oh.
She bruised her head on Breezy Bella's melons.
Well, I was going to say, Breezy Bella, she hit her so hard, her boobs fell out. So, obviously some bruising's going to happen.
Yeah. They also talked about that on Talking Smack. They even talked about the infamous wardrobe malfunction. I can't remember. I think it was Bree that had it.
Oh.
This was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was like a couple years ago, right? Yeah. Carrie, we haven't heard anything from you. Did you even watch the segments?
I saw the second one. The one where there was three different almost proposals.
Yes.
Those were hilarious. Maurice's reaction was just perfect in that segment. It was, oh my gosh, it's finally happening. Oh.
Yeah. The way they brought it up, the first one was good. It wasn't great. But the second one I thought was a kill. It just killed it. Just killed it. So, it was good. It's bringing me to enjoy this feud. And Kent's right. I agree with Kent. I could care less about the wrestling match because, honestly,
Is the intro going to be longer than the actual match?
Probably.
I don't want to say no because it's the Miz and John. They should get more time. But, I don't see this lasting very long. Especially with Nikki and Maurice.
That's a shame.
Yeah, you're right.
I expect a 4-star classic.
Well, I expect something good out of John and Miz. Or John
no, you
Miz,
don't.
But no, I don't.
No, go watch WrestleMania 27. Tell me you expect anything.
Well, that was different times, honestly.
Yeah, Miz was on a better place. Cena was younger. Wasn't injury riddled.
You think the Miz was in a better place 6 years ago than he is now? Yeah, okay.
He's only held the world title once. That was then.
Right, I was going to say yes. Okay, granted, he held the world title, but...
He also had Alex Riley, who was very good at his role.
Mm. But is The Miz, and again, that was back when I wasn't watching. I had taken my hiatus, for good reason. Miz, now, I think he's he's been on fire. Like, he'll get another championship. If he's not WWE champion by a year from now, I will be shocked.
Prepare to be shocked.
Yeah, I know, because there's so much going on.
There's just not enough room to give Miz a title run.
You're right. There is. I was just thinking about it. You're right. There's so much more that has to happen before Miz gets a title run. And yet, he deserves one so badly.
Yeah, well, so does Dolph.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dolph. Whatever happened to Dolph?
I don't know.
I'm assuming he's in the Battle Royal.
There's a whopping 4 people for the Battle Royal.
Yeah, they haven't done anything for this thing. And they're
honoring Andre in the best way possible.
Yes, by not telling us. And then they're going to have a plethora of people next week telling us they're in it.
Oh, yeah, there's probably going to be some, like, bullshit mini rumble on Raw to kill 20 minutes. Kalisto's going to win it all.
Oh,
fact.
Oh, absolutely, because he deserves it.
Yes. Deserves.
Yes.
It.
He deserves it. Glad we got
Man,
Carrie
you're,
laughing.
You're
up
just
there.
Hitting on all cylinders tonight, Russ.
I am.
You are tearing the house down. Do some more impersonations for us.
Can I? I will. Well, you can't force it. It's gotta come naturally. So don't. You can't ask me because then I'll just be like, I can't. But they'll come. Don't worry.
Okay. I hope you can. Maybe do like an Xavier Woods one later on. An impersonation, that'd be great.
I don't think you want to see that one, because the only impersonation would be a silent one. But And I
wouldn't it be about ice cream?
Oh yes. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tough.
I was about to say I couldn't even come close to impersonating Xavier Woods, apparently, for what
Nobody can come close to that.
My goodness. So yeah, that was mine. I mean, that's mine. I guess to segment into more wrestling talk, because yes, it was a great segment. Can we expect more of these types of things since they're kind of rocking it lately? Or are they going to ruin it and this is just a WrestleMania type thing?
Yeah. We have one more week of something potentially good.
And that's it?
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if Nikki's retiring, quote-unquote retiring, Terry Funk retiring.
Right.
You know, whatever. I mean, the best is, this is the pinnacle. We're not going to get anything better next week. We never get anything good the week before.
No, that, the week before is...
Traditionally, week before has been awful for wrestling fans.
It's a clusterfuck. Typically.
So, yeah, I think this was the zenith of what we can expect.
Oh, man, that's a shame. Because this week has just been rolling in wrestling greatness.
Like Limp Bizkit?
No, they keep rolling. 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 Rolling.
Russ, I want to see your hands up. Now, hands down. Back up. Back up. And tell me what we're going to do now.
We're going to keep rolling, 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 rolling right into the next segment, which is Kent's. What tickled your fancy this week, sir?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay. So, we're done with the podcast this week. Guys, it was a short one. We're sorry. But, hey, you know, wrestling sucks.
But I would like to vent.
Oh!
A little bit.
Oh, so, go ahead.
You know, I'm just kind of sick of year after year after year after year of the McMahons feeling this self-importance to be involved in every WrestleMania in big storylines. It's pretentious. I think pretentious is the right word for this. And I don't know. I'm just kind of sick of it. We don't need Stephanie talking down to some mid-carder every year and them never going over. We don't need Shane involved with actual good talent. Shane versus Dolph Ziggler? Sign me up. Shane versus AJ Styles of wasting AJ Styles' prime? Not cool. The only McMahon, quote-unquote McMahon, that's actually doing anything worthy right now is Triple H. And quite frankly, I think we can all agree that if we had a WrestleMania where Triple H just didn't have a match, nobody's going to be saddened by this. He's taken up a valuable roster spot. It's very frustrating. We've been seeing this since WrestleMania 15 or 16.
I was going to say 15 or 16. That's where it started, pretty much.
Because 16's WrestleMania 2000, that's when each McMahon had a wrestler in the main event.
Yes.
So, at the very least, WrestleMania 2000. So, we've been doing this for at least 18 years.
Well, we've probably been doing it longer than that, because you think of anything with Austin and Vince.
Which the first year of them main eventing would have been 15 the year prior.
Right. So.
So, yeah. It's. Enough's enough. We don't. We just want. We don't need it anymore. Like, if you want to bring in a part-timer, that's fine, but it don't have to be the frickin' McMahons all the time. Honestly, if I never see another McMahon aside from Vince on my screen again, I'm okay. I'm really legitimately okay.
All right.
Although I do like Steph in her little black dress. Mm-hmm. That was nice. Her fashion sense has stepped up for the road to WrestleMania, and that is always a plus. A big step up from her New Orleans WrestleMania 30 ensemble, which was hideous.
I have to remember that.
Yeah,
that
think the one about how bad it was.
Was that the one with, like, the collar, too? Or some kind of...
Yeah, was so bad.
Yeah. All right, Carrie, I'll let you tackle. What are you thinking?
I'm kind of in agreement here. I mean, I mentioned this in the blog at 9news.com/wrestling. There is so... There's different roles that the McMahons can play in WrestleMania. that does not involve Stephanie acting like world's biggest biatch year after year after year to some poor, poor character who they basically have dubbed an underdog. They did it to Daniel Bryan. They're doing it again to Sami Zayn. And in the case of Shane, again, I mentioned this in the blog, he really does not belong in a WWE ring anymore. Especially with someone like AJ Styles. AJ Styles should be main eventing this show.
Well, technically he is, but I understand.
I mean, the main event. Like, one of the marquee matches.
Yeah, don't tell me there's 8 fucking main events because I'm not fucking having it.
The whole show is a friggin' main event.
No. There's one main event and that's it. I'm sick of multiple main events. Just saying.
That's going to be a fun game next week. Which one is the main event?
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's do a little research on that, and I think we should come back next week. That's the game. Which one is going to be the main event?
If you had your choice, what would you have ending it? If you just had your choice.
So it doesn't have to be one of the main events?
No. You can have whatever match that's on the card as your main event. What would you put on last? Yeah.
None of them.
There's only 2 matches that I would trust.
KO Jericho?
That's an easy closer, yes.
Trying to think of the other matches now that are good. Honestly, Austin Aries.
That'd be my choice.
Yeah.
You know that match is going to be great.
Yep.
Send the crowd home happy.
Oh, they're so kicking the show off.
Yeah. Well, I see KO and Jericho actually kicking it off.
Okay, yeah, you're right. They're going to be a break one. I if they get more than 15,
or Dean and Corbin.
Ooh, Dean and Corbin. Ooh, yeah, Dean and Corbin. Ooh, forgot about them.
Carrie, who would you end the show with?
Probably KO.
Come on,
Jericho.
You want to say Roman Reigns?
No, not Roman.
No.
All right, so next week we're going to guess what the WWE is going to put as the closer. But I like ours better.
Charlotte Flair.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. It's going to end with Goldberg and Lesnar, and you guys know it.
No, I'm thinking Taker Roman.
Wow, I'm thinking Bray versus Randy.
Wow, see, we're all in different places already. But we should do a little research, and we'll think about it.
Do research? There's no way to research what they're going to change at the last possible minute.
Well, no, but we could think about, well, you know, what has the most impact for WrestleMania.
That's really not research.
Shut up, it is.
Carrie's a research expert. She can validate this, that this is not research. This is sheer conjecture.
Well, we can research and then conjecture.
Back of my hand, jerk.
Well, we can see what's in the news. Maybe there's a tentative list of matches. So there's our research, but really, I think we're looking for a needle in a haystack, and it's going to change probably the minute everything goes live on the air.
That's true, too. There you go. That's actually Kent. Just so everybody knows, every year Kent puts up a little list, and we like to put little wagers. Nothing, no monetary, because we're all poor sons of bitches. But we like to see who comes out the top winner out of a point system. And Kent, that should be one of the questions. What main events? So,
yeah, that's a valid idea. God, I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, I know. It's going to... Oh, God.
Are you coming over for that?
Yeah, of course. I can't... I think WrestleMania... I would be bored by WrestleMania within 2 hours if I was watching it by myself.
It's a 7-hour extravaganza!
But I will not be over for any of the kickoff. I'll be over for the show.
You fool!
I know.
You'll miss all the good stuff.
And I'll miss the 5-hour pre-show, too.
Oh, God, I'll probably need like a 5-hour energy shot to get through it.
Oh, God, I know. So, back to your topic, my God.
Stone Cold!
Yes. Back to your topic. I totally agree with you. It's gotten to a point where it's really formulaic, isn't it? I mean, Stephanie comes out. She's the big bad authority. And the faces are all in trouble coming up to WrestleMania. And It's always the same thing. Now, over under on Sammy winning whatever match he's in. Well, I'm assuming he's against
under.
Joe.
Just under.
Yeah.
Always under with Sami Zayn.
Right. So she berates him, right? If the only way to him come out as a winner and not be a complete and utter destroyed loser now is him to win his match at WrestleMania.
If he goes against Joe, he will be a destroyed loser.
Yeah, he's going to be buried. There's no way they're going to have Joe lose at WrestleMania, his first WrestleMania. Especially with how big they're making him. Unless they're making him to fall for to Sammy.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing. WWE's gotten so complacent, right? They find a good niche that they, like, somebody finds a good niche that they're really good at, and WWE's we're so afraid to shake things up now. I mean, aside from somebody like Chris Jericho, everybody's afraid to shake things up. They find their niche, Roman Reigns. He's the Samoan badass? Fine. He stays the Samoan badass. There's no changing in Cena's character. There's no changing. So they found the niche that Stephanie's the good badass bitch. And Shane's just the friendly, everybody loves him, happy-go-lucky, watch me fucking shadow box guy. And Triple H, well, he's the guy that comes out and defends Stephanie, despite him, like, date-raping her and getting married and stuff, which was really awesome. And that's what we, like, they're just afraid to change it up. And it's sheer complacency. That's why we're getting it year in, year out, because they're like, well, everybody knows their roles. Let's just do it, guys.
That actually brings up a good point. There hasn't been too many changes, like, face or heel. Yet we've changed, like, who they go after. But nobody's really changed, flipped sides, except for Dolph. And even Dolph is now, since he's changed, has been almost irrelevant.
It's been Dolph and Rollins. Those have been the only two changes.
Right, frankly, Rollins has been, well, granted, he's been injured, but still, Rollins has been... and he's still my favorite wrestler, but still, it's they need to do something with him. You're right.
Yeah, they're getting so complacent instead of just 20 years ago, Vince would not have allowed this.
No, and
he would have changed this for the sake of changing things.
But is it Vince now or doing because like Triple H
Vince has final say on everything.
Right. So Triple H has NXT, and NXT is awesome. So when Vince goes away, we're all assuming Triple H is going to get most of the control. I mean, Stephanie probably will too, and so will Shane, but they're all going to listen to Triple H.
I don't think that's accurate. Yeah. I think this is like one of those internet myths that we just think that Triple H is going to magically get like control. Stephanie's going to have more control than Triple H is.
Yeah, but I think Stephanie's going to listen to him more than...
She'll listen to him in the same way that Vince listens to him. But she's going to want to put her stamp on the product.
She has. Women's Revolution. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I shut you up on that one, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah. You liking that one? Wait till Vince dies and Stephanie's running the place.
I need a new hobby.
And I don't even hate the women right now. I just hate that they keep on throwing it in our face.
Nia Jax is a hell of a talent.
If you take the
said
word
nobody.
Talent away, you are correct.
It's so bad.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Her match this week was awful. I don't know if it was Bayley's fault or hers, but that match sucked.
Bayley's never... I don't know. There's another myth. Like, people have like said that Bayley's some great wrestler. She really never proved she was a great wrestler in NXT. She had really good chemistry with Sasha Banks. That's where this myth got built. Bayley is 100% pure character, and she can hold her own in the ring, but as far as a good wrestler, she's a decent hand in the ring, but she's not... I don't even know if she's above average. I like Bayley. I'm not trying to diss her, but...
I agree with you. You're right. I love Bayley, too, but oh my god, that match was horrible. Like, I sat there, I'm like... Fast forward. Damn it. I caught up to the fast forward. Damn it.
Charlotte's the only one that, out of the main group right now, on the Raw side, that has in-ring skills to hold a match for very long.
Sasha used to. I don't know what the hell happened to her.
Hairline?
That may be
fracture?
It. Yes, that must be it. Good call. Good save. All right, back to the McMahons again. Because we keep on sidetracking, but that's all right. We do it all the time. I don't know. It just ticks me. Like, this year ticked me off because they keep me kind of the McMahon authority figure off a little bit. And I was kind of like, okay, maybe they're going to do it this year. And then last week and this week, they just full throttle threw it in our face.
It's clockwork.
It is. It's so annoying. But I thought maybe this year we were going to get away because we're 2 weeks away. So I was like, oh, yes, thank God. Nope.
You know what's the best part? There's still people on the internet right now that are like, oh, Sami Zayn's going to get a rub from this.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody's been paying attention. Those people have not been around
when
for a
Sami
while.
When Sami Zayn loses at WrestleMania, you tell me how that rub does for him because he's dead. He's already on path to burial, and he's dead. Now, anybody else notice that Shane really hurt himself doing the leap? Like, really? I think he hurt a rib. Because he barely touched AJ when he fell. Barely.
I don't see how you do that spot and not jar yourself.
Oh, I think it was more than the jarring. I think he legitimately either bruised or cracked a rib because he could barely walk out of there.
Well, it's a good thing he's in one of the 17 main events.
Yes, that's what worried me. I was like, oh my God, if he's injured and he can't wrestle against AJ, what are they going to do?
Holy crap, man. They'd have to change the main event of WrestleMania.
One of.
Oh.
Yeah. Who would you put AJ up against? If, let's say...
Luke Harper.
Sold. All right, you got me. Kerry, we haven't heard from
him. And then I'd put that right in the main event.
you sold I'm me.
Good. I'm good with that.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right, I guess that wasn't much of a conversation as I thought I would hoped it would be.
Because you have a guy as talented as Luke Harper that doesn't even have a match at WrestleMania.
That's how you know WrestleMania sucks. Luke Harper, who has been killing it for the last 2 months, and what did they do? Tease him that we're going to have him in a main event? And nope. He's not even on the card. Fuck you.
Daniel Bryan bitched about that on Talking Smack.
Oh, he did? Oh, good. I definitely have to watch Talking Smack this week. I think I'll go watch it after this.
Now, I want to go to a point that Kerry made at the blog, because one of the questions that was asked is, why is Nikki Bella a face? Like, I don't get it. And Kerry went on to talk about reality shows, and I mean, I'm a dude. I still have testicles, so I don't watch that stuff.
Right, me too.
But Kerry, could you please elaborate on your theory of why Nikki is still considered a face when all she is kind of a bitch on screen?
So, basically, and as I mentioned in the blog, little girls, if you watch the crowd, there was a ton of Nikki Bella t-shirts in that crowd. And the reason being is... Nikki Bella the person and Nikki Bella the wrestler are two completely different characters, or two completely different people. I mean, I once in a while go to Nikki's Instagram. I've watched Total Divas. I've watched some of Total Bella's. But she, as shallow as she is, she's relatable. She's likable. I think that's why people flock to her, because of those reasons. We see her as shallow. We see her, yes, we see her as Cena's girlfriend, but the things that she does outside of the ring is what I feel inspires young women. And hey, I actually like her. I like Nikki Bella the person. Wrestler, not so much.
Do you think that's all an act, though, for the TV camera? Do you think it's legitimate, or do you think it's an act? I mean, it's reality TV, so I gotta ask that.
Let's put it this way. Just based on how she carries herself, I'm going to say
first.
A little... I know. I would say a little bit of both. Because she seems really genuine. But if that's an act, then she's a better actress than we give her credit for.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Because she seems pretty damn genuine.
I was going to say, it's pretty genuine. I'm pretty sure it's a mix... I'm sure there's some acting up to the camera, but for the most part, I'm pretty sure she's a overall nice person.
Well, I mean, Stephanie's an overall
oh,
nice
yeah, Stephanie's
person.
Awesome.
I struggle with it from my point of view, but I don't watch any of that stuff, so I don't have the full story.
Yeah.
I guess I have to turn the page on that at some point.
Mm. You can ask Xavier Woods. He, you know, because he has a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, I bet he goes up, down, down.
Down, down. Up, up.
Huh.
Down, down.
Down, down.
Up, up. Down,
down. Down,
down. Quite a bit. Quite often, in fact. Because he's got a lot of videos. A lot of videos for that show, Up, Up, Down, Down.
Wow, where can we find this stuff?
YouTube, my friend. YouTube.
Good. I'm glad that they allow that sort of entertainment nowadays on YouTube.
No. No. Not that.
What, video game
stuff?
Yeah,
video game stuff. They're really cutting back on it on YouTube.
You bastards at YouTube.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Nikki Bella. I'm fine with her. I mean, I think she's nice enough. She seems genuine, so. And Stephanie, I think Stephanie's a really good actress, honestly, because she is a really, really sweet, nice girl. Lady. Sorry.
Steph's probably the best actress that they have.
Yeah. And if you only watch wrestling, you'd think she's a total bitch, period. And she's probably farthest from that. She's a really nice I wouldn't say down to earth, but she's really nice and understands how to be nice.
I'd kind of like to have cameras through a day in life of Triple H and Stephanie and the girls, because I bet they have a really nice family life, and I don't even think it's fake. I think it's probably because Hunter was always the straight-laced dude from, you know, the clique. I have a feeling they probably have a genuinely nice, loving family
absolutely.
Thing going on.
Oh, absolutely. I bet you they are probably a very, very happy family. I'm not even gonna.
Which is weird because Vince and Shane had such a weird relationship for so many years.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, but even then, okay, it wasn't a love. Vince had to work his ass off 24/7 back in the day. And I'm not saying Triple H and Stephanie don't. They work their asses off. But they also, it's become they've got a schedule.
No, none of them outworks Vince.
Yes. Nobody outworks Vince.
There's less than 100 people in the world that outwork Vince.
Yeah.
Why is there not a biography on Vince? Because that's something I would absolutely pay to read.
There will be. Probably when
I'd like it now, though, before he dies.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's when he's dead. So, wow. Look at us. We took that topic and pretty much hit all of wrestling this week, so good for us.
Well, I guess we could move on to our other segments.
We could. Let's move on to our personal segments. So, Carrie, what's been going on in the world of wrestling? Tell me your big news story of the week.
All right. So apparently, according to Pro Wrestling Sheet, they have reported that WWE has offered new contracts to Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. They don't know the terms yet of the deal or if the Hardys have accepted, but it appears that the Hardys will be back in the WWE sooner rather than later. However, I also read that they still are under contract with Ring of Honor until April 1st. So probably if any new contract has been signed or will be signed, it will be done after the 1st of April. So it looks like the Hardys are coming back.
So basically right after WrestleMania, they might be a big, I think it's too early.
Too early. They just signed with Ring of Honor not too long ago.
Right, but it's only
they have
April.
At least a month.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I really feel confident going on record right now and saying that this is going to be a big mistake. And there's a reason why. It's not nothing to do with Jeff or Matt. It's Rebby. Matt's wife is one of the most notorious backstage headaches in the world. And when she doesn't like anything, she goes on Twitter and makes a goddamn fool out of her and her husband's brother. All it's going to take is one time for her to get upset about something or do something wrong backstage, and that's going to be it. Like, this has, like, Del Rio Page written all over it.
Well, okay, question. Has Rebby ever been with Matt while he was in WWE, or he didn't meet her until after WWE?
I think he met her after his most recent stint, if I'm not mistaken, because she was an independent wrestler. I don't know if you've ever read her Twitter rants that she had going on, especially against TNA.
No, but I know, I've heard, I've read rumors.
She was dumb enough to try to fight fucking Awesome Kong, or Karma for the WWE fans.
Yeah.
Karma did not take kindly, but she wasn't as important as the Hardy, so Karma got the fucking boot.
Right. Well, the one thing I'll say is this. I don't think Rebby is going to be able to do that. She's going to have to learn her place in WWE. TNA, Ring of Honor, they're piddly shit compared to WWE.
All right, but I think Carrie can back me up here. Carrie, being a female, you know other females. I don't know any. Bitches are crazy. There's some bitches that live for drama. Am I right?
Absolutely. I think it's in their DNA.
Rebby, like, falls under that category, right? Like, she lives for the drama?
Yeah. I would definitely say so.
She would be the most volatile person in WWE if that happens, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And this is why... money don't mean anything to her, I don't think, Russ.
No,
they're already rich.
Yeah, they are. But I also don't think the WWE will tolerate it. And she, out the door, she'll go.
Right, that's why I'm saying this is a mistake. Because I don't think... some people just don't know enough. We call this Nick Handy Syndrome. Back in the day when Nick would have like this fucking rage going on. And you couldn't talk any sense to him. Like, some people just can't control themselves. And they have to act a fool. Now, some people mature. And stop acting a fool. Some people mature and just keep acting a fool. This is a bad thing. Just bad.
Is Rebby like Yoko? Not that Yoko
probably
was ever bad, but you know what I mean? Like,
she didn't break the boys up, but she is... She's a disaster.
Yeah, she's a disaster.
I mean, because she got into another feud with some other woman backstage at TNA and got her fired. I don't remember if it was like ODB... if somebody, she's notorious for causing lots of shit.
Yeah, but well, the thing is, like I said, Rebby is not going to get anybody fired at WWE. She'll get kicked before anybody else, pretty much.
Really? Because WWE is not vindictive? AJ Lee says hello.
Well, she's not even in the backstage, so.
Right. She was.
You think, yeah, but let's say she gets pissed off at someone like, okay, Nikki or Brie. She's gone.
If she picks a fight with Simon Gotch or Sin Cara.
Oh, well, Simon Gotch, well, he'll be gone. But let's face it, it's Simon Gotch.
Russ, you better pick him to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Or at the very least, be the first one out.
Simon Gotch. Okay, going back to the news, that is big news, especially since I thought they were in Ring of Honor, at least till probably SummerSlam. Somewhere around there. So that's pretty big news. If they accept, are we looking forward to Matt and Jeff coming to WWE? Carrie?
Carrie just, like, looked terrified.
She did. That's why I asked her first.
Are you pulling the Russ?
Yeah, are you? Because I could not hear a word you're saying.
She's, like, looking stunned because we can't hear her. We're having technical difficulties.
How about now?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, I was about to pull up that music that was playing when they had technical difficulties on Southmont Regional.
I was like, wait, what's going on? I was trying to say, but for some reason my headset
Well, it's funny because she was talking. Did you hear her at first? And all of a sudden she cut out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering because I was like, it was working for fine for a second.
So I think I'm okay with it, them coming back. I just think there's so many like different ways that things could go with the tag team division that, and you know, they're bringing them back for the tag team division. Do we really need the Hardys to make another championship run? No. There's too many other teams that need that push before they would need that. So, I mean, yeah, it's a good thing. Hopefully they'll bring them back kind of in a role where they help the younger guys. But outside of that, we really shouldn't put a belt on them.
I gotta disagree with you. Because wasn't that like a complaint we had with the Dudleys that they didn't put the belt on the Dudleys so the Dudleys could put somebody over? Like, you gotta build up the legends and give them something prestigious for the young talent to take away from them. So, you know, even if you waste 2 or 3 months by putting the belt on them, that furthers the development of whoever the young talent is that gets it.
Right, because then they used to say, wow, they stood up to the Dudleys or Jeff and Matt Hardy. That's awesome. And that elevates their status when they take a win from them.
Like, if Authors of Pain came up and just beat the shit out of the Hardy Boys, which we would all love, you know, that would be cool. Or DIY versus the Hardys would be an actual stunning match.
Fantastic match. Now, I'm going to kind of agree with both of you. Matt Hardy has always been one of my... I love Matt Hardy. He's really great and talented. Jeff can suck a big, fat Xavier Wood.
I don't get it.
You're young, Kent. One day you'll learn about the bees and their sticks.
And the the birds and the bees.
Yes.
I'm gonna send a DM to Paige and see if she can explain this to me. Her and I are tight.
Yes. Unlike some things on her.
Her lips?
Yes.
Her lips does talk a lot.
She does. She's very loose-lipped. Yes. But for me... I do kind of want them back in, but now the question is, where do they go? SmackDown or Raw? Carrie?
I mean, both divisions need some help at this point.
Do they need a revival?
Yes, they
need... Of the tag team division?
I was going to say, they need a team that can go hard.
A team that can go hard.
Don't they already have that on Raw? Or at least with Xavier.
I'm going to ask Paige about teams that can go hard.
That would be the Woods-Maddox connection.
You know, why weren't they a team? They clearly have chemistry. Clearly.
They'd be like the new APA.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Endless supplies. Endless supplies, gentlemen.
Oh, the jokes are writing themselves at this point. And it's so awful. But anyway, as I was saying, I mean, both divisions need help. I would say SmackDown more than Raw at this point. Just because of recent events and stuff. I would definitely say SmackDown would be the place for them, just because they have no idea what they're doing with that division. I mean, not that Raw's much better, but...
So Raw's not exactly winning friends and...
Wouldn't they go to Raw, though, just on the fact that they like putting the legends on Raw?
Yeah.
I mean, they do that to try to garner a rating and fail miserably.
And fail miserably, they do.
Plus, they only have 3 top tag teams right now. 3. Whereas you could actually make an argument that any of the 6 tag teams on SmackDown could be elevated at any point, and nobody would blink an eye, really.
Because none of them were
If you put Golden Truth or the Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever the fuck their names are, if you put them in the main event, people are going to be like, what the fuck just happened? Did hell freeze over? But, you know, if the Ascension won the tag belts, people would be like, all right, that's cool.
Well, and I think that serves to the point where SmackDown's, nobody has, like, they're not God-tier tag teams. You know what I mean? They're all, except for the Usos, who I'd say are higher elevation. I still wouldn't say they're an amazing one. All the rest of them are all, like, average great, or average, they could be great tag teams.
Did you know they hadn't been tag champs since 2014?
Yeah, it's been a long time, so...
I was surprised by that number. I thought 2015 at the very least.
Yeah. Speaking of which, anybody else find it really odd that they won the championship 2 weeks before WrestleMania? And
I mean, at this point, can we just do the segment? I mean, we're already talking about it.
Yeah, if you want to, go ahead. So, all right. You want me to go for it? Yeah, who was? Sorry.
I mean, there's no point going back to this
you're
in
right,
20
you're,
minutes.
You're right. Good point. Okay, so... we're going to cut to Were We Not Kentertained. Of course, Were We Not Kentertained is the segment where each of us takes a point on one segment from wrestling this week, and we say, were we not Kentertained about it? This is a little bit more... I think we're going to dive more into just this a segment from this week. We're going to talk about SmackDown Tag, where the Usos... won the championship from American Alpha this week in a weird fashion because, again, in 2 weeks we have WrestleMania, which is kind of weird to see a tag team championship switch hands so close to WrestleMania. So, were we not entertained by this SmackDown tag team championship switch? Carrie, what's your go?
Well, let me first preface this by saying... I actually didn't see this match. I was outlining grad school, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I heard about the results. And
shame.
Shame.
With that being said, I was not entertained, nor was I entertained. I was more shocked than anything. I mean, why give... basically, your WrestleMania tag team match away for free 2 weeks before the event? Just doesn't make any sense to me. This just seems shocking.
2 weeks in a row. Think about it.
Exactly. And it doesn't make any sense. What are they going to do for Mania now?
If you watch Talking Smack, there's an answer to that.
Which
that is on way past my bedtime.
Well, that's why.
That's okay. I watched it today. I didn't watch it last night.
I was going to say, you can watch it anytime on WWENetwork.com.
Only at 9deuce.com/. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
No, we have
the
not.
Wrong thing. This is why I don't do it.
Yep, that's right. You blew it. You know what, though? Shame on us. We have not shamelessly promoted, and we have talked about the blog twice now. You two have dropped the ball.
No, Carrie brought up.
I actually did.
Oh, good.
I actually did mention the blog.
Okay.
And I just mentioned it.
9deuce.com/wrestling.
Okay, there it is. So at 9deuce.com/wrestling, we can catch the blog that we didn't shamelessly promote earlier.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I asked the question from it. The Nikki Bella thing, word for word. Where were you?
I apparently wasn't listening. Or we've shamelessly plugged so much that I've filtered out any shameless plug.
No, he was busy reading the blog at 9deuce.com/wrestling.
Yes, because that's where I get all of my great entertainment from about wrestling.
Where is that again? I forgot.
9deuce.com/wrestling.
It's a good thing we've got Carrie here. That's why we missed her last week. All right, so Kent, how about you? Or do you want me to go?
What the fuck are you asking me about?
Oh, were you not entertained about the tag team?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll say that I was bored through the first segment. And I don't know, I was looking at porn or sports or something. I don't know, whatever the fuck I was doing at that moment. And then, like, I started kind of paying attention during the second half of the match. And it actually was really a good freaking tag team match. It was the third good match I've seen this past week between the Cassius Ohno versus Bobby Roode. And then that tag match. Actually, Corbin versus Randy wasn't bad, but also on... 205 Live, Mustafa Ali versus Neville is also a must-see match. So, this was a really good match, and in that regard, I was entertained. In regards to the Switch, I was very entertained because They're not doing shit with American Alpha. If you're not going to do shit with it, put it on somebody that can do shit with it. That's how I look at it. Now, if they put the belts back on American Alpha at Mania, I'm banning SmackDown Tag Team Talk from the blog for a straight month unless there's a revival.
So let's hope there's a revival of the SmackDown Tag Team division.
Do you really care about talking about SmackDown Tag Team on the blog?
No, we could honestly. Well,
exactly.
SmackDown doesn't care about it. Why should we? As for me, I'm kind of with Kent on this one. I watched the match. The first segment was super boring. Holy cow. But it was formulaic wrestling. So I'm not going to say it was their fault or anything like that. They were really following a formula.
It was the way to kill the first half of the match, right?
Right, yeah. And that's what it was. It was boring. And I was half paying attention. Probably doing what Kent was doing, looking at porn. Maybe playing a game. I don't remember. But then when they came back from commercial and I looked back up and started watching. And yeah, it was a fantastic match at that point. So if you really want to watch a really good match right after the first commercial through.
But that final 5 to 7 minutes was really good.
10 minutes was fan friggin' tastic, like really good wrestling. And I don't know. Now, and I'll ask this question to everybody else. Switching the titles, though, little shocked. I'm glad the Usos got it because the Usos deserve it. But I honestly never thought they should have put it on American Alpha to begin with. So, because they've done nothing with it. American Alpha, if they were going to ever win it, they should have either ran it WrestleMania, SummerSlam, some big, big pay-per-view, not wherever the hell they won it at. I remember SmackDown, I think. I don't even think it was a pay-per-view. I think it was SmackDown. So I was entertained in the fact that the match was good. The title switch, I guess, I'm okay with. But now I honestly don't think... Are they even going to have them on?
Talking Mania? Smack.
Okay, I'll watch Talking Smack and then I guess I'll get my answer. So I'll ask this. Shoot, I completely forgot what I was going to ask.
Something about the title change, Russ.
Yes.
And go.
I know it was, but I don't remember what the question was.
I'm gonna buy some time for you. We at Nine Deuce, we gave the most glowing review of all because it stopped at least two of our three members. We can't vouch for Carrie, but two out of three of us from watching porn to finish watching a match. If that's not a glowing endorsement for a match, what is? Russ, do you know your question now?
Nope, I completely forgot it, but I totally agree with your your announcement. When a match is good enough to stop you from watching porn, you know you've got you something there.
Why are we watching porn during wrestling?
There's a lot of sexual tension there that,
Yeah.
Oily up men and... I mean, the beautiful women that we get to watch in wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. All Alexa right. Bliss and booty.
Yeah. Woo. Boobies. I don't remember. I wanted to say, I wanted to ask the question of, do we think that American Alpha ever really deserved the title? Should they have gotten the titles when they did? That's what I was going to ask you guys. Carrie?
I mean, we were shocked when they got the belts to begin with. I mean, we were expecting, maybe at Mania we would see American Alpha getting the belts. So having them get it at the last, I think it was the last SmackDown of last year, that was shocking. And we got shocked again
this year.
Last night.
Yeah.
So altogether, I think the word of the day is shocking.
Shocking.
Are you the shock master?
No.
I always thought that Bray and Randy's tag team run should have lasted longer and led to a bigger deal. Mm. Instead, they just blew their load via shock, maybe. Shocker.
Via shocker.
Shocktastic.
Yes.
I don't know, whatever the creative team's into these days. So, yeah... American Alpha's run has been dead in the water since the get-go because we didn't care for it when it happened.
Right.
They never gave them a good feud. They never gave us any reason at a pay-per-view to give a fuck. And here we are now, 2 weeks from 12 days from Mania, and there's like, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, thank you. I was about to say, does someone want to ask me a question? All right, go ahead.
Where do babies come from?
Well, there's a...
Also, could you tell me... No, just answer the question first.
When Paige loves somebody very much...
Didn't Michael Bolton write a song about that?
I believe so.
So, Russ, could you also tell me... Who's your man crush of the week?
All right, so... Man crush of the week. I'm not gonna lie, guys. Xavier Woods.
What? This is bullcrap. How do you not pick Maurice? This was her best acting of the whole freaking career, and you're not picking Maurice?
Because
you're picking Xavier Woods, who talks about ice cream? Explain yourself.
Okay, sir, I will. Because it says man crush. Maurice is clearly a woman.
Tyler Breeze is clearly a man dressed as a woman trying to be a woman.
Yes. Now, originally, I was going to go with Breezy Bella as my man crush of the week. But then I saw something online that really just, wow. And
do tell.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to say too much about it, but something puts the wood in Xavier Wood.
It's wood.
And it's plural. Oh, I was going to call him Xavier Superlog, honestly. So, that's what I...
Okay.
So, man crush of the week. There you go. Xavier Woods. Congrats.
Man, it sounds like he's the total package this week.
Not just the total package. He's the total package and then some. I don't even know how to explain that, because total package, think that's everything. He's got more than everything.
I heard a rumor that Xavier is not so much a fan of chocolate ice cream as much as he is of British vanilla.
That'd explain a lot, because isn't Brad Maddox also British?
I don't know, but I've heard that he also has... You know, he has desires for the British.
He does have
desires.
Well, the British, you know, British ice cream definitely has
tasty
flavor. I think we killed Carrie.
You know what sucks? Did I tell you last week that I got hacked?
Yeah, yes, I know you got hacked.
I'm so sick of shit getting hacked.
Yes.
It's unnecessary. My stuff is private, okay? I do not need my pictures and my sex videos getting out all across the internet and ruining my career.
Especially when, I mean, it's... Well, it's you, and you have so many of those things that you keep private for yourself.
Yeah, 11 of them. It is absurd. I mean, there's some ATM, there's some double P, some DVD-A. It's ridiculous. I think Xavier Woods may have been on set for one of these. I don't know. It was very dark in there. Lighting was poor. I don't even know who was holding the camera.
That's a good question. Who was holding the camera?
I don't know, but these people have no right to invade my personal private space. So I stand aside anybody who gets hacked. I think it's unfair. It's my body.
But I was going to say...
I choose who gets to see it.
I was going to say, if it was somebody else, it's not stopping you from watching, is it? You may be against
oh,
it.
Oh, God, no. I immediately go to the internet and I search for that shit.
Yeah, it's funny. I agree. They should have their privacy. But I'll look for it as soon as I know.
I don't look down on a person who gets hacked, but I damn sure want to look at it. Because, really, who the fuck cares?
Okay, let's try to look at this seriously for about 2 seconds, and then we can go right back to the jokes. Do you think... I don't think Carrie can talk.
No, we've killed Carrie.
We killed her. Do you think there should be any punishment? Because I don't honestly...
I think she likes punishment.
What?
Oh, wait. This is the serious part.
Yeah, this is the serious part. 5 seconds of seriousness, and then we go right back to the jokes. do you think they should be punished? Because honestly, like for me, it's not their fault. And what they do on their own private time is who the fuck cares? They can do whatever they want. So I don't think there should be any punishment. It's their, it's not their fault. Somebody got hacked them. So there should be no punishment.
I agree. I mean, they shouldn't be punished for doing something that they thought was more or less private. I mean, one of those photos, though, could potentially, you know, lead to a punishment. I think we all know which one I'm talking about.
I don't think I saw it.
No. I don't know. Can you elaborate? Neither of us know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a photo with a certain thing that gives a whole new meaning to the words belt shot.
Oh, was this back in the day when somebody was a champion, that record champion?
Yeah.
I need to find this video. Yeah, can you show me this this picture, or at least find it for us?
Carrie, you're
the investigative reporter.
You dirty girl, not finding all these pictures that me and Russ could not find.
Yeah, well, that's why she's the investigator, not us.
Guys, one word. Reddit.
I don't want to read. Just give me the damn link.
No. I participated in Book It when I was in elementary school. Now you want me to participate in Reddit?
Ugh. All right. We've been killing it. Quite literally. Gary's yes, dead. Gary's dead, so... Let's get back to Aang.
Really, there should be no punishment.
Absolutely.
I mean, for fuck's sakes, Russ, you sent your fair share of dick pics.
Absolutely.
To me.
Only to you. I hope
right,
you have.
Right.
If you get hacked, I'm screwed. But
yeah, there's pictures of that too.
God, I'm going to be fired.
Five months ago, did you ever think that this is where this podcast was going? Because I did. I was positive. Eventually, someday, this was going to happen.
Today's the day.
We've all done dumb things. This is a dumb thing though that was done in private. There's no punishment here.
No.
People who look down on her, shame on you, because pretty much everybody's done something titillating in their past.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Kent, well, let's go from the laughs to the anger. Sir, what's been grinding your gears this week?
Wow. I have to follow that up?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. That ain't fair to Flair.
Because now you got to get angry, and we've been joking for the last 10 minutes. So.
Like, all my blood pressure rushed from one place to the other, now I got to get back up to the fucking... ridiculous. So, let me tell you something, brother. And sister, about what really grinds my gears. We had probably the greatest feud going on of the year so far, which was the Brave and Randy Orton and Luke Harper thing. And then they decided to have Randy bring up Sister Abigail, some fleshy bits, not pages, but some fleshy bits in the ground and the dirt. It was very dirty. Not dirty in that way, but, you know, dirt. And there's worms and stuff, and then he lit it on fire. And since that moment, this feud has just been a lot of yapping with no real point to it. And Luke's been forgotten about. Like, Luke was on such a tear, like, the fans were totally into him, and he's been off TV for two straight episodes of SmackDown. We're just kind of left with this very dullard main event. One of 27 of them. I'm just pissed off because this had so much potential. We talked about how much potential this had when we did the podcast all together at the same room. We had this conversation. It was awesome. We were so pumped for this feud. And now, honestly, does anybody really care about the match itself? Is anybody looking forward to the match?
I'm going to go with a big fat nope. I stopped caring the second Harper was out and the Wyatt compound was set ablaze. That's when I stopped caring. I was like, this is going nowhere. Well, it's going somewhere, just nowhere good.
I want to, Russ, you're not even speaking, so stop. But, I mean, really, if that's the whole Wyatt compound, where do all these people, like, he has like 20 different people, like, were they all just hanging out, like, nut to butt in that place? Russ?
Yeah, okay, seriously. Well, I was okay with the feud up until they burned the place down. Even then, I was fine with it. But they've taken this place into a seriously, just, they've turned it so bad, and it was such a good feud. You're right. All of a sudden, like, these 20 guys this week came out of nowhere. Where the hell have they been?
And Bray's got the whole world in his little barn, okay, apparently.
That was burned down. So,
like, after the burning, like, there was intrigue, though. We were intrigued. So I was sold, but we were intrigued.
Yep, I was
but
sold. Nothing. I was sold still. And then last week, it was like, oh, my God, this is so stupid. Where they go with the, oh, now I'm more powerful than I was before. Thank you, Randy. And it's like, oh, God, why are you doing this? Stop. And this week was stupid, too. They have, I don't know how they did it. They had gold. They didn't make a misstep. And in the 2 weeks.
No, they have gold on Raw.
That's true, too.
Perk. Yeah.
Yes. But I mean, like, they were doing so good with this feud. It was a point, like, I didn't care about Randy and Bray because it's gonna be a terrible fight anyway. Because Randy and Bray don't have that great of chemistry against each other. I don't want to say they don't have great chemistry together because they were pretty good in the tag.
I think Randy's going to try his best to pull out, like, one of his best matches.
I think so, too. I think he's been enjoying himself, so I'm hoping. But I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this match at all anymore. Ever since, and I want to say it's probably because since Luke was taken out of the equation. I mean, I was looking.
So Luke was the catalyst of this whole thing, really. Like, he was the thing that made us intrigued the most because we didn't know where he was going.
Right. And it was so easy to make this a triple threat match. How easy is it to make it a triple threat match? Nobody in the match would have been like, oh, well, put Luke in? No, this is supposed to be mine. No. Put Luke in this match, and we're talking a great... There's intrigue. Who's Luke going after? Who does Luke really want to fight more? They had everything, and they're like, nope, Luke's not ready to be a main event. Screw you. There's 33 main events. Honestly, that's what I think they're going for. Next year is WrestleMania 34. Next year, we'll have 34 main events.
I hope so. I also hope that Paige comes back as Sister Abigail. I've been wanting that for a while.
Pretty sure
I really just have one. Probably not, but I wanted a Sister Abigail, and I really wanted it to be Paige. I mean, I wanted that 2+ years ago. It's kind of a shame.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like as we get close to WrestleMania, the WWE shows have been okay, but they're not. They've ruined some of the things that they were making awesome.
The road to WrestleMania is all about the LCD. The lowest common denominator for you uninitiated, non-mathematical mathematicians. It's really about appealing as much to the masses as possible and really kind of trying to still keep the hardcore fan interested, but they don't really care about the hardcore fan for this stretch. And we got to deal with it. We got to suck it up. And next week, I can't wait because we're just going to rag on WrestleMania the whole podcast.
Oh, yeah. Next week is going to be quite the podcast because it's all about WrestleMania.
Can you imagine when another scandal hits how much more fun we're going to have, by the way?
You know what's funny? Well, that entire segment we had. But, yeah, if there's another scandal coming up, oh, we're going to kill it, guys. We live for the scandal. We didn't even talk about Raw. Thank God. Good job, guys. Everybody, all around. We barely talked about Raw. And, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, so don't.
No, I'm just curious, like, what kind of asshole goes to the arena and chants for Goldberg?
What kind of asshole goes to the arena and chants for CM Punk unless you're in Chicago?
Yeah, even I wouldn't.
Yeah, at this point, it's stupid. It's been years. Who cares anymore? And CM Punk, honestly, he didn't fuck himself, but he really screwed himself with the MMA crap because he's not doing what he wanted to do, so...
He put himself in a corner.
Yes.
That's tough to get out of. Yep. Yeah. I agree.
So, what do you think, Kerry? WrestleMania ragging next week, big time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think we want to hit all of the big... All of the main events, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they...
Nia Jax.
Yeah, okay, nope. I was just about to bring in Raw, and I'm glad you cut me off. I don't want to talk about it, so we can talk about it next week.
Well, wait, I gotta bring up something.
Okay.
Why the fuck did they make Taker look like such a dumb bitch?
Alright.
Like, at first, I misheard what he was doing, and I thought he actually had hurt himself choke-slamming Braun, and then I rewatched, I was like, oh, he realized he's going to take a spear.
And so he went and did that little...
I mean, just man up like Paige did and take that spear.
Several times. Over and over. Yes, it's coming from a big dog, but you can handle it, Taker.
Yeah, biggest dog in the yard. You take that spear.
Yeah. Well, now that we talked about it real quick, are they in putting Braun to that match?
No. They're saving Braun and Luke in case there's an injury. I'm convinced they're like those mid-card guys. This happens every year. We don't necessarily always pinpoint it, but every year there's a mid-card guy that they just toss in the Battle Royal. But they keep them out of a feud just in case there's a injury prior to Mania.
I guess that makes sense. That there's a good nice little fallback for them. So you're guaranteed a match no matter what, but you could be put into a feud. Kind of sucks, but it doesn't suck because you're guaranteed to be in a match at least. But just in case something happens, you could be pushed into a major feud.
A lot of times it's Dolph.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's Dolph or Cesaro. They've held them back just in case they're like, all right, well, if somebody gets injured on SmackDown, we can put Luke in as heel or face, and he'll do a good job. Or Braun will make for a good opponent.
Yeah.
Because he's improving.
Yes.
Which is actually incredible for Braun.
Yeah, Braun is... I'll give credit to credits, too. Braun has really stepped up his game. Remember when he first started and all he would do is squash matches and nothing else?
Hey, he could scream his name like nobody else.
That's true. He's very good at that.
Yeah.
All right. It is time for our final segment of the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's everyone's favorite game, Guess the Wrestler. Now, we didn't really talk about it this week, so is it Kent or Kerry this week? Kent's got it. All
right. Yeah, I've guessed right the past 2 weeks because I've had just single co-host past 2 weeks.
No. 2 weeks ago, you had both Kerry and I.
Back of my hand, Russ. Back of my hand.
So... all right, so here's how we do this. It's Guess the Wrestler. I cheat. Kerry asks the questions. But we ask 9 questions, and we get 2 chances to get it right. That's why it's called 9 Deuce. We'll alternate questions. And Kerry, go ahead and ask your questions.
All right, let's get started with gender. Male or female?
Male.
Okay. You think Kent would go with female? Come on.
No, I was waiting for him to say Mahal.
Yeah. Come on, Russ.
Sorry. All right.
Mahal.
All right. Current wrestler or past?
Past.
Okay. Which era?
Attitude.
Mostly known for what? WWE, WCW, ECW.
Mainly WCW with some WWE thrown in.
And during the Attitude Era.
It could have gone on longer because I don't know what the exact distinction is.
But I'm saying it's mostly WCW in the Attitude Era with a little bit in WWE.
Most famous year would be Attitude Era.
Okay. Kerry, we're waiting for you. Jeez, look. looking to the left.
So she's thinking hard.
Unlike like someone
singles
else we know.
Or tag team.
Singles?
Belts. What are some of the big belts that they've held? Or do you want me to be specific?
Yeah, could you narrow that down
okay.
a little bit?
Were they ever WCW or WWE world champion?
Nay.
No. But they were still big.
Yes, they were very huge. Well known.
Well known, yes. All right, I have to cheat. Come on, Carrie. Help me out. I have no idea.
Jeez.
One question would really help.
And that is, no.
Good. What question would help us, Kat? I was joking. It wasn't really a real question.
Were they in NWO?
Yes.
Oh, damn. That does not help.
What? There's only like 53 wrestlers that were in NWO.
Yeah. Were they part of any stable?
Aside from NWO?
Yes, like a major stable that we would have recognized.
Hang on. Let me... I want to say yes, but let me double check that one. Because they were off TV for a bit. After that... I want to say... If they... I want to say yes, but I don't think it was a very long-lasting thing.
Okay. All right. Carrie, you got the last question. Shoot, we're out of the last question. Oh, crap.
And I'm drawing a blank as to what my question is, because I have no idea who this is. Russ, I'm passing the last question to you. Can I do that?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, we've done it before. Do they have a catchphrase that we would recognize? Okay, apparently not, because Ken can't answer. Yes, no, Kent? You are so not talking, Kent. You were pulling a Russ so hard that...
I can't think of anything.
Okay, there we go.
No, I'm sitting here like trying to really think about it, but... No.
All right. I have a guess. It's probably wrong. Once we guess, give us the question or give us the question and then answer it, and we'll see if we can get it. So, all right, Carrie, do you want to go first or do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right, I'm thinking Lex Luger.
Nay.
Okay.
Jeff Jarrett?
Nay.
I said Jeff Jarrett won the title in WCW at some point.
So did Luger.
Oh, I didn't think Luger did.
Yeah. If you had asked me if they were much of an active wrestler, that could have really changed things. Neither of you really asked me if they're really a wrestler or not. Mm. Y'all just assumed.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying this guy wasn't in matches. And he was, and he did hold the WCW Hardcore title, but he really wasn't known as a wrestler. He was more of a figurehead.
A figurehead? Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, because I already mentioned him earlier in the podcast. Yeah, like I do, like every single time I do this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but wow, we didn't ask any real good questions. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough because we never know. We always just assume it's a wrestler. Well, there we go. That's what you get for assuming.
Well, he was a big name.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was in NWO.
Oh, absolutely.
He didn't have any catchphrases I can think
of.
Yeah,
you're right. The second
and he was in WWE.
The second
for Ruthless Aggression.
And right, and what the second you said he was the hardcore champion. And he was more of a figurehead right there. I knew it was right there. Boom. Okay, it had to be Eric Bischoff.
I can't remember if he was part of the Millionaires Club versus the New Blood or whatever feud.
Yeah,
but
he was also.
I can't remember.
Wasn't he part of a feud or like a kind of a group? In technically, he was WCW. The group WCW.
The Alliance.
And the Alliance. Yeah, he was part of the Alliance. So.
Yeah. So, those were kind of. Hard to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to end it for this week. Kent is still the king at Guess the Wrestler. Next week, big week, guys, because we are going to rag on WrestleMania like, well, unlike Paige when she was with Xavier and Brad Maddox.
Ew.
I said, unlike.
Ew.
So
we'll have new jokes next week too.
Yeah,
I'm sure. We're gonna beat this dead horse in the ground.
I was gonna say we may beat that dead horse next week because there'll be nothing exciting happening. So we'll probably beat this dead horse again. But yeah,
can somebody please leak Stacey Keibler nudes, please? Oh my,
please? Yeah, seriously. Come
right?
On. I'd even go for Alexa Bliss right now. Come on.
Show us this out.
All right, so next week, big time WrestleMania. We'll do all of our predictions. We're going to rag on the show because none of us are too big on it. Maybe we'll discuss who we think will actually be the main event, the actual main event. And, of course, you can always catch us at our blog at 9deuce.com/wrestling. And, Kent, is there anything else special going on, or is this just wrestling this week?
Nope, next week I'll have something for you.
Okay, great. All right, that's the show, guys. Carrie, Kent, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
You almost said Eric, didn't you?
Because I saw him in their picture with Carrie, and I was like, hey, Eric. So, yes, I almost did say Eric. But I did not hear any glass, so he's not shaving any men's ass. So.
Aw.
So, for everybody here, guys, thank you very much, and keep on watching wrestling.
Night
I did
y'all.
It. I didn't do it last week. I didn't do it last week because Carrie wasn't here. Now Carrie's here. I did it.
I at least did the night bye guys.
You did
for
do the
Carrie
bye guys
week.
For Carrie. You did. You're right. But
I held
off on the watch wrestling until Carrie was here. So there, Carrie. See?
So there's a picture of Paige with the women's title?
it's a shot of the title and. Tip of a penis and come on the title.